We are continuing here in Tamar Devorah, and we're talking about different parts of the body. So today we're talking about the nose. Points out Tamar Devorah. The nose in general in Chumash. This is true already in Parshas Beshalach. Uveruach hapecha ne'er mumayim. The nose is often associated with the midah of kaas, with the midah of anger. That's what we find there. Rashi writes in his Perush Al Torah. Again, we'll have a beautiful insight, I think, in a Parshas Shlach idea in a little bit. But there in Parshas Beshalach, Rashi explains why there's a connection between the nose and anger. He says, "Dibur HaKasav," it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nose, and from God's nose there's anything coming out. It's not the way. It's Dugmas HaKasav Kivyachal Bishchina Dugmas Malach Basta Radam. We're trying to gain some insight. So we speak in terms that we can sort of relate to in a certain sense. That often, kisha adam kois yote ruach minachirav, when a person gets very, very angry, so air comes out of their nostrils. What exactly does that mean? So as Rashi explains, when a person is calm, they tend to take relaxed breaths. When a person gets very worked up sometimes, it's shorter breaths, and you can hear them breathing like they're huffing and puffing, like they get very, very upset. And that's part of what is present when it comes to anger. And Rashi says that's true in a lot of different places. When he's calmed down, then his neshima is a longer breath. He has a little bit of a quicker breath. So nose comes out from that location. Something very, very powerful about a person being angry. Some of the Bali Machshava explain a little bit deeper than that, which is that a breath is Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that life's associated with breaths. And when a person is calm and they take long, nice, healthy breaths, so that is a connotation of life. When you're not able to breathe very well, you're so angry, you're so ready, there's also a connotation of removing an element of chayim in that particular perspective. Either way, comes along Moshe Kurver and he writes as follows. Bechotmo me'olam lo yimatze bocharon af klal. That a person should never find anger at all. Ela tamid, always, you should be ba'apo chayim v'ratzon tov v'arichos af. A person should always be calm. A person should always be under control. That a person should not be angry. That reminds us of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam is speaking about different midas. And there are some stiras in Rambam, but the Rambam, at least there in Hilchos, I mean, there aren't really stiras, there would appear to be stiras, but the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, in discussing the midah of kaas, so the Rambam quotes different Gemaras, the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, Kol HaKoes Kilu Ovi Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Pesachim and Samech Vav, Kol HaKoes Im Chacham Hu Chachmaso Mistalachas Mimenu, that anger is so terrible, it's equivalent to Avodah Zarah. Anger is so terrible that if you're a wise person, your wisdom will be lost. If you're a Navi, who the Gemara says, Nivu Asa Mistalachas Himena, the Gemara in Pesachim and Kufi Gimel, Rambam quotes, Uba'ale Kas In Chayim, a person who's angry, their life is not really considered to be a life. So the Rambam says, when it comes to kaas also, a person has to be lehisrachik min ha-kaas. A person has to distance themselves from kaas in order to really, really not have this midah at all. The Rambam says, while it's true that sometimes there may be toeles in looking like you're angry to give over a particular kind of message on a chinuch level, etc., you should only do that if really internally you're calm. And the Rambam, again, this idea of me'olam lo yimatzi bocharon af klal, a person should never really be angry. Says the Tamar Devorah, one step further, afilu lo'osam she'enim hagunim, even those that are not deserving, even those that are not worthy, I should be angry at them, magi'alahem, for me to be angry at them, I still shouldn't be. V'tamid rotza l'malos ritzon ulahafik kol she'elu ulahachios kol nidcha, I want to do whatever I can to be able to help those who need. V'motze mechot mo tamid mechilas avon v'avaris pesha, I should never really get upset about that at all. In that sense, says the Tamar Devorah, the idea of not getting angry isn't only for good people, it's afil la'osam she'enim hagunim. Even to those that, strictly speaking, don't deserve it. That lechor is a reference to the Gemara Mesechas Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. It's a reference to a Rashi al HaTorah and Parsha Shlach and Bamidbar Perik Yidale Pasuk Yidchas. Where does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara says, Bishalosh she'olam Moshe l'marum, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Matzul L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekosev, he saw God was writing Erech Apayim, that he's patient. God is patient. God is not getting angry. So Amar Lefanav Ribono She'olam, Erech Apayim Litzadikim. Who are you patient with? It must be your patient to Tzadikim. So Ribono She'olam responds, Amar Lo, Af L'Rishayim, no, even for a sham, I don't get angry. Even for a sham, I'm hesitant. So Amar Leish, Moshe says back to them, Rishayim, Rishayim should be killed. Why aren't you angry with Rishayim? So Amar Leish, Hashta Chazis to me by Lach. He says, you know, wait one day. Ukeshachatu Yisrael, when Am Yisrael sins, we're here in Parsha Shlach, when Am Yisrael sins, so Amar Lo Akash Baruch Hu, so he says, Moshe says to Hashem, okay, Erech HaPayim, can you please be patient with the Jews? They messed up, I know, but be patient. So Akash Baruch Hu says to him, Amrasli Erech HaPayim LaTzadikim. But Moshe, you held that Erech HaPayim should only be for Tzadikim. So Moshe responds, and he says, no, Hashem, you told me it's even for Rishayim. And then we're all good. It's a very odd give and take. In the notes, Valachta Bidrachav here in the Talmud Dvorah, so that's the reference here. You should be Charonav, even La'enim Hagunim, meaning even to the Rishayim, because Baruch Hu was saying that I should be patient, I don't get angry, even to those who aren't that great. So in the notes, Valachta Bidrachav, put up from Rav Goldberg of Tells, he has a very sharp question. This is a very, very odd give and take. Like, once Akash Baruch Hu paskind, Erech HaPayim means even to Tzadikim. So what's the give and take? When Moshe's like, God, Erech HaPayim, and God's like, Moshe, you hold Erech HaPayim is only to Rishayim. And then Moshe says, no, Hashem, you told me Erech HaPayim is even to Tzadikim. Like, once God knows that Erech HaPayim is to even Rishayim, so what's the give and take with Moshe Rabbeinu here? Like, Rabbeinu thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu can out-paskin him. He knows the intent of God's midos more than anything else. What's going on here? So says, again, the notes of Al-Atabat Rachav, a very beautiful, beautiful insight. And that's as follows. One of the big yesodos that we've learned in Tomer Dvora is that based on the way that we act, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in return. There's a bechina of mida keneged mida. There's a bechina of the midos which we use impacts the way Hashem interacts with us also. Like the Gemara tells us, Mesach Shabbos, he quoted this many times, Asat, Kolat, the more that you're understanding and judging favorably those around you, the more that the Ribbono Shalom also will be judging you favorably. Because Baruch Hu mirrors based on our actions. So he says that's the give and take between Moshe and the Ribbono Shalom. Moshe comes and says, Hashem Baruch Hu, Erech HaPayim, you got to be nice to the Jews. And Hashem says, but Moshe, you hold Erech HaPayim is only to Tzadikim. And therefore, Moshe, because that's what you hold, Mistama, that's the Mida which you use. And because that's the Mida which you use, that's how I'm going to also behave towards Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe, ultimately, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam has his Midos, the way he's going to interact with us mirrors what we think is appropriate. So therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Moshe, you held it's only appropriate for Tzadikim. So then, okay, for you, you can't come here and invoke it on behalf of Anashim She'enim Hagunim. You can't do that at all. So Moshe Rabbeinu says back to Ribbono Shel Olam, no, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not what it meant. Once you paskind, it's afil le'enim hagunim, so I changed my hanhaga. Once you told me Erech HaPayim is even to those who aren't deserving of it, so I changed the way that I interact with other people. Memela Hashem, I know that you judge Mida based on Mida. I know that you judge and you treat others based on the way that I treat you. I get that, but I'm trying to say, I learned, I was mekabel from you, afil anashim she'enim hagunim. What this highlights in a certain sense is, again, the midah here about not being angry, the midah here about being calm, the midah here, which here we get in many ways, we mean internal calm. The Rambam says sometimes a person may want to, for whatever reason, come off like they're angry. A parent wants to come off like they're angry sometimes with a child, not because they're so angry, but they want to convey a particular message, so the kid's about to run into the street, so the parent, you know, yells at the kid. I'm not, Lav Dafka is so upset at the kid at that moment, maybe the kid isn't old enough to know better. But you want the kid to get a particular value, and maybe in that place there's room for like overreacting externally a little bit. But the midah of kas itself shouldn't be there. And because it shouldn't be there, even for those who deserve it, who are not worthy of it, they're einam hagunim, they're not worthy of it, still I'm going to give it to them, and then that's going to impact the way Akash Baruch Hu turns around and the way Akash Baruch Hu relates to me. What's interesting, I want to sort of elaborate on a little bit of a sugya. It's a Gemara in Tainus on Daf Dala, which I think is relevant to this particular discussion. There's a particular kind of fire and anger that is associated with those who learn Torah. And if it's true that a person shouldn't really express anger in that way, so that there's a very interesting sugya here in the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, Hait Tzorva Mirabanan Derasich. If you have a Tzorva Mirabanan, Bachor Charif. He's a young, charif kind of guy. Maybe he's Shanabed. So that kind of a guy, he's a Tzor v'mei Rabbanan. So that kind of guy, when he gets very angry, gets worked up sometimes, it's Oraisa Hudaka Miraskale. It's the Torah which somehow is generating that attitude. And therefore, the Gemara says, Rashi explains, be sensitive to him because it's the Torah which gets him really, really worked up. The Gemara then quotes Amar Rav Ashi, Kol Tam Chacham Sheinu Kasha Kibarzel, Eino Tam Chacham. Part of being a Tam Chacham seems to be that you're firm, you're inflexible. If not, you're not even a Tam Chacham. Some learn from the Pasuk of Eretz Asher Avneha Barzel, that the Boneha, the ones who build Tamiya Chamim, are like Barzel. They're not, there's a certain harshness which is there. The Gemara backtracks a little bit from that. But there is a certain kind of Bechina of anger, which comes from those Dafka, from those who learn. And we have to be sympathetic to it, to be Dan L'Kav Schus. When Rashi invokes Dan L'Kav Schus, L'Ch'ora, what's implicit in Rashi is, when are you Dan L'Kav Schus? You're Dan L'Kav Schus when something takes place, which really isn't so Beseder, and you want to be able to put it in a more favorable light. But ideally, Lav Dafka would be that way. Sometimes. Ideally, Lav Dafka would be that way. Dan L'Kav Schus comes in for the Rishonim when a person's doing an action, which can be interpreted in different ways, so I want to be sensitive, I want to understand it in a more positive light. Okay. Where does this come from, this ka'as that can come with a person who learns sometimes? Where does this come from? So Rav Kook in the Midot HaRaya, in this slot for years, we learned Kisvei Rav Kook. So Rav Kook in Midot HaRaya has a very, very beautiful idea. I'll take out part of it. It's again, he has a couple insights there, but one that I think is uniquely important. Kook says like this. You have a person who's thinking about very, very big things. You have a person that's thinking about very elevated ideas. I spend my time and I'm learning Tamid Nishchat. I'm learning Briska Rav's about Maisa Karbanos. I'm learning Rav Elchanan's about the Psul of Shalol Lishma. I'm learning really, really big ideas. And the ideas I'm thinking about even, as far as Maya Vodas Hashem, is like, it's like they're abstract, they're holy, they're upper kinds of ideas. As I was walking out with my son last night, Chaim was here. We were studying for his Chumash test that he has on Thursday. So as we were walking out, so there were two guys asked a question about something. And as we left, Chaim was like, okay, that's like it's a lesson that many of you may not get. He said, that's a sheer emunah question. In the Merkaz Rav Yashlat's world, where he lives, they start every day with what we have a huddle for. They have what's called Shir Emuna. Shir Emuna. It's not about Emuna Dafka. It's about broader Avodas Hashem. It's been about a half hour every day. It's a version of a little bit of Musar and Machshava. It's probably more of an accurate description of what, you know, we call Musar Seder. Many people learn Machshava's farm. So it's a broader, you know, definition of it. People talking about high-level big ideas. When you're talking about high-level and big ideas and you're consumed with substantive, rigorous things, it is very, very hard when you then encounter people who are caught up in small narishkeit. It becomes very, very frustrating when you're thinking about big ideas and somebody is like just totally talking about like the least, you know, like the least significant or meaningful thing. Sometimes you have that. You're in a, I have this sometimes, I'm preparing shir, I have things on my mind, I'm thinking about really sort of stuff, and I come home and it's like, my 3-year-old daughter wants to play Gone with me, you know, or something like that. I don't get angry. It's awesome. She doesn't want to play with me that often. So when she does, it's like it's a moment, you know, for me. I'll let her do whatever she wants as long as I can, like, as long as, she, you know, a little bit of love from her is all that I need. But let's pretend like I'm not that way. Let's pretend she plays with me every day. So I, you know, sometimes you're like, I have this on my mind, or you come to my mind and like, there are people fighting over something very, very small. And you're like, what do you not get? Sister of Cook, that experience is enormously frustrating. It's enormously frustrating when a person goes from big ideas, v'lefamim zeba mipnei pigisha pit omit im hametzias haomedes b'shiflusa b'chai hamaisa. Sometimes it's the immediate interaction with like the metzias of this lower world. And it's just like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you so talking about this like stupidity? It's so not kedai. It's so not worth it. Because people, Sister of Cook, who are dealing with bigger ideas, have no patience for someone that's focused on smaller things. I can't handle it. That's the rischa d'oraisa. It's when good values come from that particular place. A person who can understand, says Rav Kook sometimes, how those kinds of interactions can be miviosli de'ora rechava, elokis, elyona, can bring a person to a more elevated state. So they can be able to handle it. Big people can be able to think about big ideas and can even interact with the narishkeit of smallness which takes place. I can have conversations like with the chevra that like most of their conversations surround the weather. Like there are people that get, you know, it's like or it's about politics, but I would like low level politics. It's like, did you hear that insult last night that was dropped? It's not about like a substantive idea about anything. There are people who are dealing with low level things. Torah is meromim us. Torah uplifts us. Torah has us deal with higher quality issues. Torah has us deal with dvarim sha'omdim berumo shel olam. And a person that's dvarim sha'omdim berumo shel olam is going to have a harder time not getting angry at anashim she'enim hagunim, is going to have a harder time not getting angry at people that are so small that they're caught up in issues that are be'etzem narishkeit. It's not that important at all. Why is that what's on your mind? Why is that? And says, that's where there's a degree of godless. A degree of godless is a person who can live up in an upper world and think about the most important yesodos that are present, but can also, at the same time, interact in this olam hamaisa, even in the lowest place, even in places where people are talking about things that they don't value that much. But they can be there. You know, it's like, I think it says line from Michel Salanter, I think, you know, their gashmias is your ruchnias. That, you know, if they're very perturbed about their gashmias, so when you provide it for them, that's an act of ruchnias. And that sometimes there's something about a person who's having a very, very hard time, and they're caught up in it. They're caught up in these things, and the rischa d'oraisa of real Torah, it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the more that in that moment you're able to be sensitive, even though they're einim hagunim, or even though they're caught up in the lowest of things, or the most meaningless of things, it's at that moment where a person can control it. Where as Yashiv and Niach Eloki Lahair Beneshama, that's a place, says Rav Kook, when the light of Ribbono Shel Olam begins to shine again. When you can interact on that level. When you can be, as we quote sometimes from Nefesh HaChaim and from the Tzadok Yosef, you know, a version of this, that a Sulam Mutzav Arza Rosh HaMagiyah HaShamayim. How do I live in Shamayim but interact in Aretz? So that requires not being angry that I'm living in Aretz. It requires not being angry that there are situations and there are people in this world that get so caught up in things. But it can be very challenging sometimes. So the Ramak here in Tomer Dvora, in very Rambam Hilchos Deos, you know, terms, at least Perik Beis Hilchos Gimel, let's not be angry at all. Being angry is critiqued by Chazal. Rambam quotes many Ma'amari Chazal. Many from the Gemara is in Maseches Pesachim. If you're a Chacham, you'll lose your Chachma. If you're a Navi, you'll lose your Nevuah. Ba'alei Kayas, Ka'as, Einam Chayim Chayim. Their life isn't a real life because they're breathing so fast all the time. Meaning, it's not Benachas. And that's associated with the nose. In that sense, points out from Dvora, to be calm. And the more that we are calm with others and we treat others, even Einam Hagunim, with a degree of patience, the more that the Ribbono Shel Olam also will respond. Af le tzadikim, af le rishayim. That even l'anashim she'enim hagunim, we're able to be that way. So then we're good. Does that mean that a person never demonstrates anger? A person can demonstrate anger sometimes. That's the Rambam writes here. I have to be misrachik mimena al katzei acharon. But sometimes lahatil ema al banav ubnei beso or al tzibur hayaparnes. People in certain leadership type positions, they have to yira atam bifneihem shu koes. But really, it's important to be calm. And the more that a person's calm inside, so the more that a person's mastered particular midas. Have a wonderful rest of your day.